Hello?
Hello? No, Ms. Maggie Love?
Yes, this
Hello,
is
Ms. Maggie, good evening. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything at all. I'm just running a survey about issues facing your community and the nation. You think you can share your opinion with us? The survey is very short. I'd be glad. Can you work with me in just a couple of minutes? That's all I'm asking.
How long is just a couple of minutes?
Yes. Yeah. I'll be as brief as possible. Okay. Now, first of all, Miss Maggie, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or a 50-50 chance?
I definitely will.
Okay. What is your age, Miss Maggie? Because you sound very young.
61. I'm going to be 61 next month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Okay.
Or white.
Now, okay.
I'm 57. I got lots of it.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Staunch Republican.
Strong. Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the country is headed?
Right now?
Yes.
Very, very dissatisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you, please pick two. Criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, health care costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms, climate change and environmental issues, crime and violence, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Can you please pick two?
Two? The school one, school for kids, and the border.
The border.
Mm-hmm.
Immigration and border security. Thank you. Moving forward, and generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's gotten worse.
Wow.
Not getting better.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting worse.
Wow. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not very often, but I think this country is divided like never before.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
That's not the first time I've heard that. Okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Now, what was that question?
How often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life?
Never.
Never? Okay. Now, would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Let me think about that one for a minute.
Okay.
More rights, the same rights, or less?
Or fewer rights than, yes.
Fewer, than other people, any other people in particular?
Any other people in this country.
I'd say they're about the same.
Okay, thank you. Now, Miss, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. towards them. Zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 to 100. The NAACP.
Which is what?
You never heard, if not, you never heard of the NAACP?
No, I've heard of them all, but I don't know which one that is, and what does that stand for, you know?
It's, the NAACP, that's the, it's a black, that protects, black people's rights. The NAACP.
It doesn't affect me. I'd say
okay.
50.
50? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about Taylor Swift?
Which is the least, I think she's just a, I don't like her. Whatever that number is.
Zero means that you are unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And 100, you are in favor of them.
Okay. Not. Absolutely not.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Absolutely not.
So, what is, can I have a number 0 to 100?
Zero.
What about Ron DeSantis?
50.
Okay. What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I don't know about that.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Zero. I think she's the biggest pothead I've ever seen. That's besides the point.
That one.
She is always high, that woman. Look at her eyes. Sure.
Thank you.
She's high as a giraffe's ass, okay?
Oh, yeah?
What?
Okay. What about the Democratic Party?
Zero.
Zero? What about Donald Trump?
100.
Next time I look at Kamala, I'm going to look at her eyes to see.
Look at her eyes every time you see her.
Okay.
And watch her laugh. She laughed more than the last time I ever got high.
I mean,
she that's all she does is laugh.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Go on.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Yeah. Did you say Kanye West?
No, Cornel West.
I don't know who that is, but Trump.
Trump, okay. Now moving forward. Now I'm here. How worried are you about the rise of white American? I'm sorry. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried. Someone worried.
I don't know what is white nationalism. I don't know what that is.
Okay. Now let's move forward. Now I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Yeah.
You agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly that there's a lot of reverse.
Okay.
For
every question, for everything that I mentioned, you have four options. Strongly agree, somewhat agree,
okay.
Somewhat
disagree. Okay, but some of them you have to explain to me what you're saying. So
reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Lessen income inequality?
Society.
I really don't know what that means.
Okay, let's move. America's diversity makes it stronger.
No, I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. And racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
I strongly disagree.
Okay, ma'am. Now, or In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
No, I disagree.
Strongly? Do you oppose to this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm going to read you two statements that people have made. Some people. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A.
Okay.
Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Now, this is statement B. Our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
A.
A? Some strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, now I'm over. I'm finishing. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important to our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5, somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. A fair and equitable court system.
I disagree. I don't think it's fair and equitable.
No. From what? 0 to 10. 0.
Oh, okay.
Not
zero.
Very important. 0. Secure borders.
Very important. 10.
10.
That's very important, right? Very important. 10.
A strong military.
10.
Quality K-12 education.
10.
Traditional family values.
10.
Religious freedom.
10.
Free and fair elections.
10.
Affordable health care.
10.
Moving forward. Now, I'm at 90% finished. Now, I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. From 0 to 10, please rate. For 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement. 5 means you somewhat agree. And 0, you do not agree with this statement at all. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained.
Okay.
Do you...
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know.
Okay. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful.
Okay, I'm going to have to pass on that one, too.
So you okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Moving forward. Mm-hmm. Now, this is sometimes over the course of a survey, Miss, people's opinions change. So I'm going to ask you again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Now, the last questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
12, okay. And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Married.
Widow? Married. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
And How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several
times a year? 3 times
a
month.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. And this is the last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Now, Miss, this concludes our survey now, Miss Maggie, and I do appreciate the time you have taken. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
All right. You too, hon. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.